Now then, let me just see if I can get you in the mood here. We're off down the pub and a bit of conversation going on. Oh, I'm winning. So there could be fruit machine. There could be some darts or pool. If you head to the Dragon on Long Row West in the centre of Nottingham, you could be playing something else. Here's an extra clue for you. Well, Nigel Bell is there right now. What's going on, Nigel?
Oh, yes, you can keep your darts and your pool. What your local needs is a decent scale electrics track so you can recreate your own Formula One championship. And a stone's throw from the market square at the Dragon, that's exactly what you can do. Or need Sandu, his manager, or need... What have you got just a little way from here in what was your back storeroom?
We've got a full scale electrics track.
Wow, why?
Because we can.
Because you like playing scale electrics, don't you? That's the reason.
Yeah. And I like watching the Formula One. And what else to have it in your back room if you had the chance?
So Tom Hall is the man who's put it all together. Tom, come over here. Because this isn't any normal scale electrics. Just describe what you've done to it.
Okay. It's the circuit here in the Dragon is about 183 foot in length. It's a digital scale electric system, so there's six cars on the track at the same time. You can change lane, brake.
You've got pit stops as well for fuel.
You can put fuel loads on the car, so you've got to come into pit to stop, refuel. So it brings a much more strategic element to the game. And one of the things that we're going to introduce over the next coming weeks is the addition of a KERS button as well.
What's a KERS button?
A kinetic energy recovery system. If you're an F1 fan, you'd understand.
Right, phew, that's gone right over my head. But the big, big selling point about this Formula One track is it goes right through the heart of Nottingham City and Nottinghamshire.
Indeed it does. Basically, when I was planning the design of this track, as it's called the Racing Room Nottingham, it made absolutely sense to model things on local landmarks. So it's a kind of generic sort of representation of Nottingham and Nottinghamshire. So you start off in the pit lanes, you kind of go through a sort of tunnel bit similar to the tunnel that leads through to the park, do a bit of a hill climb, almost kind of like around the back of the castle, up into the market square where you'll see the council house building, and then you whiz along Long Row, past the Dragon Pub, and down almost along the A453 towards East Midlands Airport, have a little whiz around Donington Park, back down towards Nottingham, through the kind of caves of Nottingham, and then back, you're there back to the start line.
So, Ornette, if anybody ever wanted to race a Formula One car through the streets of Nottingham, what do they have to do? When does this club open?
It opens, we have a launch night on Friday, but then every Tuesday evening from about 8:30 onwards, they can come down and race and race and race. Well, there's qualifying, and then to get your grid position, and then you race and race, and then there's medals.
Wow, medals as well. Now, Formula One, in reality, is an expensive sport. If people want to race here at the Dragon, is it going to cost them an arm and a leg?
No. £5 for about 3-4 hours. So.
Now, of course, you're in the business of drink and selling drink and making a profit. If people are racing around, are they actually drinking as well? Are you doing yourself out?
Drink driving, yes. No, they're drink driving.
Yes. Yes, on a track, on a plastic track. Well, look, brilliant. It's a smashing track, driving through the heart of Nottingham City and Nottinghamshire. You can whiz past Ratcliffe Power Station, and it all gets underway. The official launch is tomorrow, 1st of February, and club night on a Tuesday.
Excellent. Nigel, thank you very much indeed. Happy days playing scale electrics, apart from when the brushes underneath the cars. But it used to go off, right? It's to spin off the track onto the carpet, and you get all that fluff in your brush. You don't want fluff in your brushes, do you?
A passion for Nottinghamshire life.
BBC Radio Nottingham.
It's 10 o'clock, I'm Pip Watts.